Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Also, coming at you with another episode. It's going to be a short one, but definitely wanted to talk about a few things and let y'all know about a few things hopefully coming up for us soon. First off, I want to thank everybody who listens in on the podcast. It's always appreciated. We up to 230 listeners listen to the show. The demographic is pretty great. I hear that it's a little bit spread around the world, although I can't honestly say I quite believe it, but I digress. You know what I'm saying? It can't be that great. You know what I'm saying? When we put the time into it, it definitely can't be that great. And it showed last week when we had multiple shows. We had four shows last week, and they all did pretty great. Of course, I'm still going to try to get my cousin, Mr. Alvin Gray, the mercenary, on because I definitely want to talk to him. He has a wrestling event coming up, and I'm hoping that, you know, I'm going to go see it. I share it all the time. I hope some people want to go see it. Free promotion for him, and trust me, he puts on a great show. So I'm hoping people had to go check that out. Also, I want to say I appreciate Mrs. May, Google me. Martinez, she definitely helps out with the show. I think people really like the hashtag talk. Definitely check those two episodes out if you can. It's always something great. And the show, well, we talked about the issues that were going on. Those really were impactful shows for last week. Mainly the issue with the four students that, of course, went on Facebook Live and, you know, showed themselves torturing a special needs kid. What we found out was something a little different. So, my good friend, Lamont Williams, he definitely helped us put that into perspective. And there was definitely some stuff that went on that kind of surfaced around us. Like, it helped us get more press for the show. It helped people want to at least know about us more. We definitely had some growth after the show with him. And it was a great look for us. So I was happy about that. K-Down as well. We just got more to come. I always wanted to, let me just give a couple of shout-outs right now. I want to say shout-out to K-Down's father. It's his birthday today. And I know he's out celebrating. So I want to give a shout-out to him. Happy birthday, sir. And then also my homeboy Jimmy. His birthday today. He was actually able to make it home. He's a trucker, so he's out on the road a lot, but he's able to make it home. He got a 3-day weekend ahead of him, and I just want to say congratulations to him. See another year, man. Keep his head up. I also want to thank him for giving me some positive advice, some positive information last week. And we just had a heart to heart, you know what I'm saying? We grew up with each other. From elementary school, we've always been really good friends and stuff like that. And he hit me up after I talked about, you know, the controversy surrounding the four students and the whole Facebook Live thing. And he was just talking to me, and he really helped me put stuff into perspective, man. And that's the type of friends you need around you, man. And not the friends that just like to be around you because you're shining or when you up and stuff like that. You need the type of friends that's going to keep you grounded and stay positive with you. And he's one of those friends, you know what I'm saying? And that's the type of people I try to keep around me. it was an unexpected call, but he definitely helped me out. He put life into perspective. And he's a really strong character. He's definitely a strong individual, and you know, in a world where they gave him a lot of limits, he's really breaking a lot of those limits. So I'm happy for that man. I'm proud of that man, and I hope just great things come his way. Adam as well, you know what I'm saying? A lot of my homies that I got, man, we've been through a lot together, and just having them around me, man, always there. Damn, they're all family. You know what I'm saying? I don't consider them friends. I consider them family, because anybody willing to stick it out with you, anybody willing to work at a, you know, strong friendship and stuff like that, strong enough to stick around, and that type of people, they strong enough for me to consider them family, not just friends. You know what I'm saying? So I always appreciate them being there. And so, like I said, it was a great show last week, and we got into a topic that definitely needed to be discussed. And I'm hearing that that the case is going on, and there's starting to be new developments, as Mr. Williams said, in the case. And I'm hoping they listen to all the evidence before they render a verdict. I'm not saying that these kids don't deserve punishment for what they did, but you also got to see all the facts, like he said. You know what I'm saying? You got to see all the facts. And, you know, sometimes I don't believe that happens often. So we definitely need to get that going. And just see how the case unfolds. I can't say I'm happy about the Dylan Roof verdict for him getting the death penalty. To me, that's somewhat of a win. And they kind of had to do that, I feel. You know, they had to do that. They had to render that verdict. Because if they didn't, I feel like they would have faced a lot more backlash than they would want to have, than they would have wanted to have. So they did the right thing, you know, in that case, I guess justice prevailed. Sometimes it don't. To me, I feel like if nobody was watching that case, or it wasn't a heavy topic, or he didn't make any headlines or anything like that, I'm pretty sure we got swept under the rug. But thank God it didn't, and I'm happy for that. So, also, you got K-Down. He's going to address a few things as far as Obama leaving office. I know he had his final speech he did the other day, and I didn't watch it. To be honest, I respect the man as far as who he is, you know, what he became, and the vision that he gives the children. You know what I'm saying? I'll always respect him for that. Because you get to see that, you know, a black man can do more than what we tend to do with our lives when we're given almost nothing. The one thing we're good at doing is surviving. And but now he's changed that dynamic. He's showing us that we can do more than survive. We can do other things. K-Down is definitely going to talk about that. And I'm sure he got some words to say. The one thing I'm always have an issue with him is just helping out his city. You know, Chicago is not a great city when it comes to violence, but it happens. And I feel personally that he could have did more to make his city better as far as his urban communities go. You know what I'm saying? You could show the city more love and trust, and, you know, help the city. And I always hear people say that when a person gets elected to presidency, usually their city, their state suffers. And I feel like if you're going to say, you know, change can come and, you know, we can hope, then you can work harder to give us that type of hope and stuff like that. So I'm not a fan of him in that instance, but I do respect him. And, you know, he was the president for 8 years, and he did what he could as far as certain things. And I congratulate him on being the president. I congratulate him on just making it a little bit better for us. So, K-Down, I'm going to say his piece on that. And, you know, I'm going to be listening in, talking to K-Down. And we also, hopefully, we can get our friend Veronica Ortega back on the show. She's out in Indiana doing her thing. Of course, we're going to do a part two for Mr. Lamont Williams and definitely get some his opinion on some more topics. I'm also looking to bring, you know, Mr. Ryan Wright back on the show and have him talk about some topics. We're going to see if we can get him on. And hopefully we get my boy Samaje on to definitely talk about health and stuff like that, because he's not a guru, but he's definitely a person that definitely knows how to talk health, because he's been out of shape, he's been in shape for a very long time. So I definitely think he can talk that a little bit. I'm also going to see if I can get him and Ms. Martinez on the show at the same time, because they have some similarities there with certain stuff that they do, but we're going to talk about that later. So it's just going to keep going with the show, and we're going to keep talking sports. I want to see if me and K-Dam can talk about the NFL and, you know, who's going to the playoffs. Well, I already know we're going to the playoffs. Who's going to be in that final round? Who's going to go to the Super Bowl? I got, you know what, I'm going to be honest, it's hard to say, because you got so many good teams right now, and right now I feel like it might be, most people think it's going to be the Patriots and the Cowboys, because they're the two best teams right now. I believe if Aaron Rodgers keeps playing the way he does, it's going to be Green Bay, because he's playing his heart out right now. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear me say that. I ain't the biggest Packers fan, but you can't knock Aaron Rodgers for what he does. And I can't count those Chiefs out, man. I'll be honest. I cannot count the Chiefs out. I think they're doing an incredible job this year. So I feel like they might be able to go. You know, there's so many teams. So those are my two picks for the Super Bowl. And we're going to talk on that as well. We also going to talk about certain other topics, like NBA, of course, Derrick Rose, you know, what's been going on with him in the news and stuff like that. And we're just going to keep the show going. We're going to keep positive vibes going as well. So I'm just happy. I want to say thank y'all, and I appreciate y'all for y'all support. Thank y'all for listening to the show, man. It's always appreciated. And we're just going to keep having fun. And, you know, eventually we're going to do something great with this. And me and K-Dan, we're going to make it more, we're going to make it better for y'all, man. We're going to start having videos. We're going to start having, you know, we're going to start going out in different atmospheres. We're going to start getting live shows going and stuff like that. We're just going to bring y'all more and more and more so we can keep that great feeling going. And so I want to thank y'all, man. I'm going to wrap up the show from here. And going to check in with y'all tomorrow. We look to have a great show tomorrow. So I'm going to check out with y'all. This is Easy, Most Known Unknown, Easy Oso. I'll see y'all later.